The new film, The Apprentice, focuses on Donald Trump's formative years as a real estate businessman and his relationship with lawyer Roy Cohn. At first, he's still under the shadow of his domineering father, Fred Trump.
You know, I should have talked to Dad before announcing the Commodore.
He'll be convinced when he reads about it in the Times, okay?
Well,
you create your own reality.
It's not that easy.
Truth is a malleable thing.
Cohn helped shape Trump's business tactics and also paved the way for his presidency decades later. Iranian-Danish director Ali Abbasi told me about the journey to get the film shown just weeks before an election in which Trump is seeking another term. And it all started with a trip to the U.S. to promote his 2018 film, Border. And that visit had its own challenges because Abbasi holds an Iranian passport.
I get in after a few months, like almost like a political campaign. And then I get to, I think it was in Telluride Film Festival, I meet Gabe Sherman's manager.
That's a screenwriter.
That's right, Gabe Sherman. And he just saw my movie and is like, you know, oh, you're so good with monsters and trolls and this is amazing. Do you want to make a movie about Donald Trump?
And I was looking at the film and I'm watching. I'm like, okay, he's this plucky businessman who's trying to please his father and make a name for himself. I mean, the film builds up where you're almost rooting for Donald Trump.
Part of it is the function and the nature of how a movie works. I honestly don't think it's so far from truth of how he started.
Yeah, and see, those kind of things, I think people can relate to.
Yeah, because when we were discussing this with Gabe, you know, I told him that there's this thing I feel in America that our liberal friends, they think he's a monster. And he, like, showed up and destroyed the healthcare, destroyed the infrastructure. That also implies that we're innocent, that, you know, we good liberal people, we try to stop him and we failed. But that's not the case. The idea that he is the other is just not true.
Jeremy Strong plays Roy Cohn. Sebastian Stan plays Donald Trump. So let's hear a clip of Roy Cohn and Donald Trump, and Cohn shares his philosophy on the truth and getting what you want out of life.
There is no right and wrong. There is no morality. There is no truth with a capital T. It's a construct. It's a fiction. It's man-made. None of it matters except winning.
How did Roy Cohn entering Donald Trump's life, how did that maybe start him down the path that maybe most people understand him to be?
So they meet in the 70s. Roy Cohn, he's a relatively well-known character, but he's not as well-known as he should be, I think, being Joseph McCarthy's right-hand man. And you know, then later on, he was a fixer. You know, he was representing like all five mafia families in New York at the same time. At some point, as he was friends with Richard Nixon, he was, you know, famously closeted gay, homophobic, and intellectual, and some say self-hating Jew. You know, like all these contradictory things that sort of made him the person he was. But he was also very colorful and charming and you know, had a room full of dolls, you know. So this is a kind of colorful character who also is part of the genealogy of American populist right. Probably the most important contribution from him is about how you deal with media and how you sort of create your own truth when you need it.
The Trump team has tried to stop your film from being shown in the U.S. What kind of challenges did you face exactly navigating the fact that this is happening right as he's trying to become president for the second time?
I mean, it's been pretty challenging, I would say. When we were premiering Cannes Film Festival, they made a very conscious attempt to scare away all the distributors. You know, they were really succeeding in burying us, you know, up until very, very recently. A lot of people on the sort of liberal side of Hollywood didn't want to work with us because we're giving him too much oxygen. It's too sympathetic, blah, blah, blah.
A platform, essentially.
A platform. Yeah.
It seems like you were facing this uphill climb in every possible direction to make this film.
You know what's crazy is the whole notion that this is a controversial movie, because there's nothing really controversial about this. Like when you look at every piece of information out there, you could write the script with info from Wikipedia, you know? And no, really, and that's, for me, that's the most controversial part, is that corporate Hollywood thinks that we're dangerous and out there.
So considering that, as you said, this film, the way the story is constructed, that you could get it, say, off of a Wikipedia page, what do you think people will learn about Donald Trump that maybe they didn't know before?
For me, a movie is not an infomercial, you know? Mm. It's an experience. But the experience of being that guy, the experience of having empathy or sympathy, whichever way, and then seeing that turning the way it turned out, I think that experience is what we want to sort of invite people into. But also experience of being in the 70s, 80s New York in this like fantastic, apocalyptic, colorful place. You know, punk rock is, you know, coming up. So is neoconservatism, you know, with these extremely colorful characters. This is not a history lesson. It's not like, oh, if you love Trump or hate Trump, this is an experience.
If there is anyone that is still undecided on who they're going to vote for in this election, do you think this film could influence their vote?
Well, if there is a bigger sort of message in the movie, for me, that's that the fundamental levers of power, they're not as partisan. It's just like this sort of flexibility of ideology. I think that's interesting because then it means that someone like Mr. Trump, when the time arrives, becomes Republican after being Democrat for 30 years. I think that is the way to look at this system and, you know, sort of try to tear this two-party thing apart and look at the sort of the naked structure of power.
That's Ali Abbasi, director of the new film, The Apprentice. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.